gospel soul, breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. Join Pastor Jackson and friends as we rightly divide the Word of Truth. You can find My Gospel Soul on Facebook, Twitter, but you can also find me, Janice Jackson, on Facebook and Twitter as well. Now, keep up with us also on the Janice Jackson Ministry website. That's at www.janicejacksonministry.yolasite.com. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
We also have a special guest.
Okay. Yeah.
We also have a special guest tuning in today as well. We have my good friend. I think I've been friends for so long, it's kind of proper to call that person a brother, right?
Right.
So a good friend, a brother, a friend in ministry, in life, my brother Brandon Law. Are you on the line, Brandon?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Hey, Brandon.
How y'all doing tonight?
Doing quite well, man. How you doing? You kind of low on there. Can you get more into your mic?
Can you hear me now?
Can we hear you now? We can hear you now. Good. Like the Verizon commercial, can you hear me now? Yes, sir. How was your week, man?
Perfect.
How was your week,
man? Man, everything is good, man. The Lord is kind. The Lord is faithful, man. Was able to minister the word on yesterday. The people were blessed tremendously by the word. Great things, man. And
amen.
I'm excited for this next place in ministry where God has me.
And what church is it that you fellowship at?
I fellowship at Christian Life Community Church under the great leadership of Bishop Dwayne Sheridan. We're over in Baytown, Texas, 2100 James Bowie, Baytown, Texas, where the word is tremendously brought forth, and my leader is definitely a chosen vessel from God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And just a little background information on me and Brandon here. I met Brandon when I was on a ministry team over at Restoration of Praise Church in Houston, Texas.
Yeah.
And I had looked over the fact that he was an alpha and became friends with the media.
Anyway, look at you. So
yes, God told me to, branch out. But this has really been a great friend of mine. Beyond even just being on the ministry team together, we really just formed like a friendship amongst each other, especially when I was going through my hard times, my divorce and everything. He was like right there for me the whole
absolutely.
Time. So I definitely appreciate that.
Absolutely.
And then we got a chance to fellowship with him, right?
Amen.
And join him as we got to see him marry his
beautiful wife.
The newlywed. The newlywed. And that was a beautiful wedding right there in itself.
It was.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So we're trying to join you there, Mary Life, man. We're trying to join you there, man.
Say that again.
I said we're trying to join you there, Mary Life.
Man, listen. Whatever the Lord has for y'all, y'all do exactly what the Lord say, man.
Amen.
Exactly
we need to get more
than
like you.
Marriage is just sacred. Marriage is beautiful. You just have to be connected with the right one. You know, I've had my share and had my experiences, man. And the Lord is still
Amen.
Kind. So
Amen.
You have to be connected. You have to be connected with the right one. The Bible says, how can two walk together except they agree? So if you're not on one sound and one accord, then it will be chaos. It will be confusion. So
right.
you have to pray, seek God for direction on who God have created you to be with if you have. So you got to be very strategic and be specific with God. Just don't just try to be all super deep in spirits. No, be specific with God. Tell God exactly what you want, what you need. And I promise you, he'll mm-hmm. give it to you.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Amen to that. That's one thing I did notice, amen, is that me and Mary both first met each other. The one thing we said is, hey, if we ever get married again, it got to be God telling us.
Amen.
Because we didn't already try doing it on our own.
Right.
And we see that didn't quite work out too well. So, yeah, that's one thing we said in the marriage again. Like, hey, I'm not moving again until God tells me. And, you know, thankful enough, God told us both around the same time.
Amen.
So, you know, it was easy for us to make that transition. But what's also crazy about it is that it's like our marriage was prophesied over through the very beginning of our relationship. My cousin, when I talked to him for the very first time, talking to him with her on the phone, he's like, oh, yeah, I got y'all on a 2-year plan. And we, like, sitting there in the car laughing, like, what do you mean a 2-year plan? He's like, yeah, man, y'all will get married in 2 years. And then sure enough, here it is, year two, and we signed a knot. So
right.
that was the problem.
Isn't Brandon, like, me and Larry had, what was it, the second date? Or was it the first?
It wasn't even a date. I had to pick you up from work.
Oh, that's
it wasn't even a date.
we hung on work randomly and was on the phone with his cousin. And his cousin was like, oh, okay. Like, we only talked like 15 minutes. And he was like, well, I want to be the best man in the wedding. And I was like, what? He was like, I'm giving y'all 2 years to get married. This is destiny. This is destiny. I'm giving y'all 2 years to get married. But he also told us that we had to move to Dallas with him. So.
Yeah, you see that part of
it. Yeah, that part of it. Yes. That part did not.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's definitely a blessing, being connected to the right one, as you say.
Absolutely.
It's, yeah, so definitely. So I'm going to get into it, you all. Once again, this is the Soaring Like Eagle show. It's myself, it's Mary B, with our guest, Brandon Long. And we are just on here. We are going to really dive into the word today. But before we do that, I just want to take a moment and play a song by play a song by none other than Pastor Jay. That's gonna
okay.
It's gonna we're gonna play I Need Thee by Pastor Jay.
the oh, I need thee. I need the oh, I need thee. I need the oh, I need thee. I need the oh, I need thee. Oh, bless me now. I need thee. I need the oh.
All right, we're back. That was another song by none other than Pastor Jay with I Need Thee. Great artist. Great artist. Well, we're also on our podcast here. We're also on Facebook Live as well. And we're really about to get started into diving into the Word of God here on this week's episode.
If you're on the podcast also for the radio, you can tune into My Gospel Soul Live Facebook Live, and you'll also be able to watch and listen in if you would like to.
Definitely.
Head over to My Gospel Soul Magazine on Facebook Live.
Amen, amen. So the other day, I had a chance to talk to my good friend Brandon. And he mentioned to me that he was going to be preaching this past Sunday. And he told me the sermon, and I thought it was so dynamic that we need to bring it on the show. But he talked about, it talked about life and death being in the power of the tongue. Watch the things that we speak. Watch the things that we say. If you want to go back to mama days, watch your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
With an F. With an F.
So we're going to really get into that. Before we do, though, let's go ahead and read scripture.
And that's Proverbs 18 and 21. The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. I'm going to say that again because it's powerful. Proverbs 18 and 21. The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit.
Amen, amen. Just really backing on there real quick and thinking about it, saying the tongue has the power of life and death, which means that we can very well speak life and speak great things into existence. But also, just as well as we can speak great things into existence, we can also speak damage amongst ourselves too. We can speak evil amongst ourselves. We can speak things into our life that don't need to be spoken into our life just because it's coming out of our mouth and it's emphasizing itself. I remember when I was working before the call center, and the call center was to make sales but also do customer service.
Mm-hmm.
I got to the point,
right.
I got so confident in my sales that I started dispositioning for my sales before I even offered it to the customer. And let me tell you, very few times I had to go back and change my disposition. But because I've already spoke that sale into existence,
amen.
It was already there.
Amen.
And that's how it is a lot of times, that we speak things into existence. We can speak life over our situations. We can speak great things into existence. But then we can also hurt ourselves by speaking damaging things into existence. And this is something that I wanted to talk about on Men's Sunday as well, because I think it's important for us as men to not only control the things that come out of our mouth, because it not only does it affect us, but it affects our household too.
Amen.
You get what I'm saying? Broke. Your household can be broke. You know what I'm saying? If we say, oh, man, we're about to live paycheck to paycheck. Guess what, my brother? You're going to live paycheck to paycheck, because these are the things that you're speaking out of your mouth. Amen. You know, my wife would say, we're broke. No, we're not, baby. And I got to keep on saying that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, and I'm being real about it, but at the end of the day, it's like, yeah, I might not be able to afford to get your hair done right now. I might not be able to afford to get your nails done right now, okay? But we're not broke. You know what I'm saying? It's only temporary. We'll be fine next week. And I, you know, I speak that into existence because that's the honesty of the situation. And
Brandon.
Yeah, and I wanted to.
I just want to clarify. It wasn't him getting my hair and my nails done. Mm-hmm. It was just this one specific wig I want. Okay. I was gonna apply it myself. I just wanted to put that out there. Go ahead, Minister.
But if you pay close attention to the text going back to the King James Version, I'm a King James fanatic, and the King James Version of the text, it says, death and life lies in the power of the tongue, and they that eat the fruit, they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. If you pay close attention to the text, if you understand, because the text that I preached on this past Sunday was, the title was The Power of Words. And if, and really understanding the power of words, if you understand the text, with the text, your words that come out of your mouth is literally a seed. And if you know anything about a seed, when you plant a seed, you're going to reap the harvest from that seed.
Amen.
So what comes out of your mouth, whether it's good or bad, you're going to reap what you sow. So you got to be very careful of the things that come out of your mouth, just like Minister Larry just said, if you speak evil, that's what's going to come back to you. If you speak positive, that's what's going to come back to you. The greatest gift, one of the greatest gifts that God has given to man was not just the woman, was not just kids, was not just the things of this world, but the greatest gift, if you go back to Genesis chapter 1, the very first thing that God gave man was the gift of to speak life.
Amen.
And you have the power to speak life in any situation that you may be facing, any situation that you may be going through. If you're facing financial difficulty, you apply the word of God to that situation. You apply life to that situation, and your financial situation, your financial crisis will turn around. Why? Because the word says that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens. If you have if you're having problems with sickness, if you're battling sickness in your body, the Bible declares that he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you, and with his stripes we are healed. You have the power to change the situation that you may be going through or experiencing at that time. But you got to be very careful to what comes out of your mouth, especially in the society we're living in today. You got to be very careful of what comes out of your mouth. There was a woman in the book of Mark, the 5th chapter. This woman, she had an issue of blood for 12 long years. And the Bible says that she heard that Jesus was coming in the town. If you understand anything about Jesus, well, we proclaim Jesus to be Jesus is the word wrapped in flesh today. So Jesus at during them times was the word wrapped in flesh. So she heard that the word was coming in the town. Watch this. When she heard that the word was coming in the town, what she did was she applied a word to her situation. She said, if I may but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be whole. When she spoke it out of her mouth, then she was made whole. Many preachers preach, they preach that out of context and say when the woman touched the hem of Jesus' garment, that's when she became whole. No, that's not what the Bible said. The Bible said when she spoke it out of her mouth, then she got her healing. Then she got her miracle. So she heard that the word was coming into town. When she heard that the word was coming into town, she applied a word to the word that was coming into town. And when she applied a word to the word that was already there, she got her miracle based on the word she spoke out of her mouth. What are you telling me, Brandon? All I'm telling you is when you're going through your situations, when you're going through your trials and your tribulations, all you got to do is learn how to apply the word to the word that was spoken to you and reverse that thing and let God do what he needs to do in your life.
Amen. People don't understand the power of your tongue, the power of what you say. Even the negative things you say to or for people, or the negative things you mean for people, and then great things happen to them, and then negative things happen to you. Like, my thing is, I always say I want the best for everyone.
You know, it reminds me a lot of times when a lot of times when I'm talking to my youngest son, have to get on them a lot of times and saying, don't say the word can't.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because if we say that, we can't. I can't do this. I can't do it. No, you need to try to do it.
Amen.
Stop saying you can't do it. Because when you're saying you can't do it, you're speaking that over yourself. And that's one thing I want my kids to understand,
right,
that there's nothing you can't do.
Amen.
Our kids are able to do anything and everything that they're capable of doing because of the fact that God made them special and God made them in His audience.
Amen.
And there's nothing that my God can't do. You get what I'm saying?
Amen.
So that's the thing we realize, that the can't shouldn't even really be in our vocabulary. It's really a word that we
absolutely
can't do. Amen.
Right.
Because we're using the word can't, we're also speaking that we can't do something. And I really believe that there's nothing I can't do. I can do anything that my mind allows me to do. I can do anything that God allows me to do. I know that through God I can do all things. So there's nothing that I can't do. Sometimes we're putting words in our vocabulary that shouldn't be there. And those words are being detrimental to us. It's being detrimental to our spirit. It's being detrimental to our soul because we're allowing those words to manifest itself in our life.
Uh-huh.
Words are like seeds.
Right.
And once you plant that seed, amen, that seed has to grow.
Amen.
Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Whether it was a good seed or a bad seed, guess what? That seed is still about to grow because that's the seed that you planted.
Amen.
But if you plant good seeds, amen, you plant positive seeds, guess what? Those are the things that have to grow out of it.
Absolutely.
It's the positivity. But we got to watch things that we say. Amen. We got to watch the things that we're speaking over our lives. Even when we're down, and even when we're stressed out, and even when we may feel low, you can really lift yourself up again by saying, you know what? We're good. You know what? God is still good. You know what? I already know this is being worked out. You know what I'm saying? And that's really the thing about it. When you really just say, you got to speak life over your situation.
Amen.
That's what I say,
absolutely,
life and death to the power of the Son.
Amen.
You got to speak life,
absolutely,
over your situation.
Absolutely.
You got to speak life over yourself. You got to speak life over your children. You got to speak
family,
life over your family. You got to speak life over your home.
Mm-hmm.
You got to speak life over your finances. Okay?
Absolutely.
You got to speak life in yourself. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You got to speak life over different things.
Mm-hmm.
When I go to the car lot, I speak life into the car that I want. Amen. Because I know my credit will try to speak death into it. Amen. So when I go to the car lot, I speak life into it. Amen. Because I know my credit working against me. Amen. But it's really the truth, though. It's really something we can apply. It, you know, at all points of our life.
Amen.
And watch this. I'm going to just throw this nugget out there just for free. This one is free. At the tip of your tongue is either your future or your funeral.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean,
Brandon? I don't think they heard you.
Say it a little louder.
I don't think they heard you.
At the tip of your tongue is either your future or your funeral. That's not necessarily meaning natural death, but that goes back to the standards of when we were speaking earlier about your successes. How your future will turn out goes based upon what comes out of your mouth and the action that you portray after what you speak out of your mouth. That's why it's very important that you are careful to what comes out of your mouth, because your present and your future depend on what you speak out of your mouth.
Amen.
Amen.
That was a free
Amen.
One. That was a free one.
Amen.
We got to pay for the next one.
That was free. And then, because the very important thing is, y'all, is that we have to understand, especially within the world that we live in today,
mm-hmm,
even with looking at the color of our skin, we are held accountable for the things that comes out of our mouth and the actions that we portray.
Right.
People already hold us to a standard to fail. The world already look at us to fail, to not be anything, to be another statistic. So why give them that leverage of letting the negative come out of your mouth rather than the positive? Yes, you're going to go through things. Yes, you're going to go through storms. You're going to go through trials. You're going to go through tribulations. The Bible never said you wouldn't go through anything. Because the word says, my brother, encountered all joy when you fall into divers temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith, it worketh patience. So it never says you wouldn't go through anything. But what it did tell you is when you do go through those storms, when you do go through those trials and those tribulations, remind yourself of the word. Have something to hold on to. Have something to stand on. Anytime a constructor or engineer is building something, he's building a house or building a building, they always lay down a foundation. They always have a strong foundation, because without that strong foundation, that building won't be able to stand. And that's just even as we go through life, we have to have a strong foundation, because if we don't have a strong foundation, the old folks said it something like this: if you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have a solid foundation, then what are you standing on? How are you going to make it through this thing that we call life?
Exactly. Exactly.
So you got to be very careful. You have to be, other the people have to be very careful of the things that we say and the things that we do. It's very important. You have power in what you speak, whether it be negative or positive.
Amen. And when you talk about that foundation, we really build our own foundation with our mind and with the things that we speak into our life and the things that we allow to be spoken into our life. Not only is it about, and when we say life and death to the power of the tongue, let's also clarify on something else too. It's not only the things that you speak into your own life, amen, but it's also the things that we allow other people to speak upon our lives as well.
Amen.
We can't allow people to just speak anything into your life. You can't allow people to just speak anything into your future. You can't allow any people to speak things into your life that's not supposed to be there, amen, because they are then causing destruction upon your life. Amen. That's why you got to watch yourself before you go down to New Orleans. You want to get involved with voodoo and everything like that, and you want to talk to Miss Cleo and everybody, okay? I need you to watch yourself, amen, because you never know what it is that they're speaking over your life. You know what I'm saying? And the power of the tongue is very powerful. But when you allow somebody to put their tongue against you, amen, you're allowing them to then speak your own funeral into existence. You allow them to speak your own financial problems to exist, your own marital issues into existence. Amen. That's why a lot of times when I pray for each contract that's been written up against me. Amen.
Amen.
We got to realize sometimes that everybody's for our good. Amen. Sometimes the people that we cross are not always praying for you. A lot of times we got some people who are praying against you.
Yes, sir.
Person that's going to kiss you first. Sometimes the person that's right there next to you, they're going to kiss you first. But that's because they've already got paid for your assassination. You know what I mean? So that's where discernment comes in. That's where praying over your family and yourself, and watching who prays over you. Yes, Cora. Also, you have to be very mindful of what you're saying and how you're presenting yourself. And I'm not saying to other people. I'm saying to God. Because that's the only one that matters.
Right.
So you have to be very mindful, and a lot of people don't care. And, you know, we see it. It's very effective. The power of the tongue.
And sometimes the people that we are with, amen, because the Lord says speak damnation unto us as well. You know, sometimes the people, you know, that's why we got to watch who we get connected to. As we talked about at the beginning, you know, watching who you get connected to. Because if you're with somebody, and what they're trying to do is bring you down and tell you you can't do this and you're not this and with everything that you're not, amen, it's probably a sign that that's not the person that you need to be with.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Because
absolutely.
The person that's going to be with you Amen. The person that God's going to have for you is going to speak life upon you. Amen. They're going to speak life upon your future.
Yes.
Because guess what? Your future impacts their future.
Exactly.
So they want your future to be great.
Exactly.
They never speak
absolutely
anything damaging upon you because you are a reflection of each other.
Amen.
So they want you to be the best you. And they're going to make sure that you're the best you every day. You know what I'm saying? That's how you know the person that God has for you versus you just being on your own. Because if you're with somebody and they're trying to put you down and they're trying to say, you're not this,
amen,
you're not that, you can't do this, you can't do that, that's being in an abusive relationship,
mm-hmm,
by itself, amen, because
amen,
we get abused in words,
uh-huh,
just like we can get abused physically.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? That's verbal abuse,
yeah,
that you're dealing with at that point.
Which turns into psychological abuse because now you're starting to believe what the person is saying. And that's so damaging, not only to your psyche, but to your spirit. Because then you're not tuned in to what you need to be tuned in for so you can really do what you're supposed to be doing.
Amen, amen. I really like that, Brad. It says, at the tip of your tongue, Joe, future or your funeral.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the tip of your tongue.
In, we have Minister Brandon Long on the line with us from Houston. Hey, JD. We have Minister Brandon Long from Houston, Texas. He's been a long time. We're going to say brother because after, you know, after years, it's like we're not
absolutely
even friends,
yeah,
anymore. So.
Yeah, we're brothers and sisters. Yeah.
Yes.
Amen to that. Amen to that. So what we've been talking about on the air is life and death, being in the power of the tongue.
Amen.
To watch the things that you speak, to watch the things that you are speaking over your life. The point that my brother just made, that was very powerful, said that at the tip of your tongue is your future or your funeral.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know if somebody needs to catch that again. I forgot you say that again. Amen. Nah. But it says at the tip of your tongue is if your future or your funeral. I love that right there, man. I love that. I love that because it's so true. Mm-hmm. Amen. And
because we find ourselves many things that we go through, like dealing with sicknesses or financial crisis or whatever the case may be, we think that there are curses from long time ago. What those signify is the stuff that you spoke out of your mouth. That's why you're dealing with some of the stuff that you're dealing with. People play all the time about, you know, different things and different scenarios, and I tell people all the time, man, be careful what you say. You claiming that you broke, that stuff going to start end up happening because it's coming out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You're sowing that seed. And then when it comes to fruition, then they reflect back or they trying to figure out, why am I having this financial crisis? Why did I just lose my job? Or why this happened? Or why that happened? You spoke that. You spoke
that
into existence. You said it. It came out of your mouth. You spoke that into existence. Now you got to try to turn that thing around by applying the word of God and changing your actions and changing your words that you may do prosper now.
Mm-hmm.
But in essence, what you speak, it's going to come back. The Bible says you reap what you sow. So you have to be very careful, people of God, of what you speak out of your mouth because your life depends on it.
Amen.
It does. Your life truly depends on it. We had a man of God that was a part, and he was making asking a jokeful question about what if this happened or what if that happened, and the very thing that he was saying, what if, actually happened, and that's why we tell people you have to be very careful, y'all, of what comes out of your mouth. Because watch this. When you speak, whatever you speak out of your mouth, it may not affect you. But because you have people connected to you, what you speak It may not affect you,
right.
but it'll affect the ones that's close to you. So
right.
not only what you speak hinders you, but it hinders everybody that's connected to you. Your family starts
exactly.
struggling. Your family starts battling with sickness. Your family start going through this hell or going through that dilemma, going through this confusion or conflict because you spoke out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be very careful because not only do the words that come out of your mouth affect you, but it affects those that's close to you.
Right.
And I think with everything that's going on in today, I think with everything going on right now in the world, with Korea, coronavirus going on, you got them talking about a possible recession, and then they say that half of the people in America might catch the virus and everything like that. But the thing is, we can really speak life over our situation even at this time, right? You know what I'm saying? I believe that we can speak life over our situation. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying don't go out there and don't go washing your hands.
Right.
And don't go do it and keep your hands sanitized at home and just speak life over yourself. I'm not saying that. But what I am
right.
saying is that don't speak a virus into you that's not into you.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Don't speak a virus into you. That's not into you. Amen.
Amen.
That's good.
Don't speak,
that's good.
You know what I'm saying? Things that go on in the world aren't speak that over your life. You speak that into your life. Amen. Because, amen, you have a God that's bigger than that. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm traveling to New York later on this week, and I know that my family raised some concerns because they say it's a state of emergency in New York right now.
Yes.
And you know what I say? I serve a God that's bigger than any kind of virus. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I mean, I'm still going to keep myself safe. And we still going to go down there with our wipes and our hand sanitizer.
Yes.
I might even go on Amazon and order the medical mask.
We don't see what happens.
But at the end of the day, amen, I'm not going to allow for fear to take over. I'm not going to allow for the government to speak. I'm not going to allow for the government to speak life or death into me either. Amen. So, I mean, really, really got to really watch everything that we speak, even when it comes over our finances, over our health,
amen.
Over our family, over different situations that we're going through. So all of that, you can really speak life into it. You know what I'm saying? It's like this. If you go to work, if you wake up, and before you go to work, and you say, oh, man, I don't even want to go to work today.
This is going to be a bad day.
This is going to be such a drag. I'm going to be here. Guess what? You're not going to feel like being there that day. Nothing about that day is going to make yourself feel good to you. Nothing about that day is going to turn around. That whole day is going to be a drag because that is what you spoke when you first woke up over that day. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
So if we go in.
The Lord said nowadays we got to watch our thoughts as well.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Watch our thoughts as well because it's the things that we're thinking that's starting to manifest itself. You get what I'm saying? We think it before we speak it.
Amen.
We think it before we speak it. It's a thought that's in us, and then we speak that thought in out, and then all of a sudden, that's starting to happen to us. We got to change our form of thinking.
Right.
We got to change our form of thinking. And sometimes you got to speak life over something in order to change your form of thinking.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, have you ever been broke, but you said, you know what? I'm good. I'm going to have money soon. I'm going to have money soon. And it felt better just that fact of knowing I'm going to have money soon.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, just that right there made you feel better.
All
yourself.
Your bills is paid. You're still going to work. You know you have income coming in. You just got to, you know, you keep it going.
Sometimes we can change our thoughts just by the things that we speak out of our mouth.
Amen.
Sometimes we can change
Amen.
The very thing that we're speaking, that we're thinking, by speaking life over that.
Yes.
Because the thing is, let's be real about it, the negative thoughts are going to come to mind. You know what I'm saying? We're going to think negative things sometimes. It's just going to happen when we start thinking, this money is negative, it's good. You know, man, I don't know what we're going to do about this. You know what I'm saying? It's going to happen in our mind. But if you start speaking and changing that and say, you know what, we're going to be okay.
Amen.
You know what, God's still good.
Amen.
You know what, God has bring me this far to let me go. And that's when you just kind of start ministering to yourself. Amen. I say a lot of times when I'm out preaching that as I minister to somebody else, I'm also ministering to myself at the same time.
Amen.
Because as I'm speaking and I'm preaching to you, I'm also speaking and preaching life over myself.
Amen.
And over the things that I'm going through. You know, we as preachers and as ministers also go through things too. I don't know what they think it is. I think they think we got our ordination license that we traded all of our companies.
Rainbows and unicorns.
Yeah, I think they think that we should get your ordination license. That's the rainbows and unicorns from that point, and you're good to go. Hey, amen. I don't know if that's been your case, Brandon, but that's been the case for me.
Yeah, man, I've experienced a lot of stuff, man, especially just like y'all just said, when we go to work, that was one of my biggest things, is that my day is determined based upon how I'm feeling and what I speak. If I speak,
mm-hmm.
Lord, I don't want to be here today, or I don't want to even deal with this mm-hmm. job today, that's the kind of day that you're going to have. You got to learn to speak peace in your life. All of that
mm-hmm.
complaining and murmuring, that shouldn't even be a part of our vocabulary in this day and time. We need to learn to get back to a place where we're speaking life, where we're speaking peace, where we're speaking in our everyday lives.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I think that as we move forward, amen, that we need to start watching the very things that we say. I think we need to start watching the very things that we allow to come out of our mouth. And we need to start being more careful about some of the things that we speak, even in the slightest moment. This person doesn't be any good. You know what I'm saying? Speaking about people, you know what I'm saying? And everything is going to be something that we can control.
Right.
We ultimately can't control what comes out of our mouth.
Yeah.
We ultimately can't control the things that we're saying.
Yeah.
And therefore, you can actually control your future or your funeral. But the thing is, in controlling it, we need to be mindful of the things that we're saying as well. You know what I'm saying? We're speaking negativity over our marriage. We can't expect ourselves to go home to a happy wife. You know what I'm saying?
That happy life that you're trying to get.
So, you know, even when you deal with struggles in your relationship or in your marriage, you got to say, you know what? Thank you, Lord. You know what I'm saying? I know this is the one for me. Amen.
Because you said so. Start with that.
So,
start with that.
Even and same thing over your job. If you say, you know what, this is going to be a bad job. I don't want to go here. I don't feel like being here. I can't believe I got to go back to this job. Every day, that's going to be how you feel. But if you go there and you really say, you know what, this is going to be a great day at work. I'm gonna allow myself to make the money, amen.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get promoted.
Amen.
I'm gonna get a raise.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Those are the things that start happening as well. We gotta speak life over things, you know what I'm saying? Although we may not really feel like speaking life.
Right.
Okay, it's been plenty of times where I know I didn't wanna go to my job because I knew the calls. We're gonna be going back to back like it was a Drake song or like New England Patriots going to the Super Bowl. And I knew I was like, I don't wanna deal with these calls, I don't wanna deal with these people, I don't wanna deal with these people's mortgages, I don't wanna deal with none of it, right? It might be hard to speak that life, amen. Especially when you gotta wake up at 6-7 o'clock in the morning just so you can be at work all the time, amen. You know, I don't know how much life you have at the very beginning of the morning. But you got to be careful of what those things that we speak as well, even though we may not feel like that at that time. You know, that's the key point about it.
What are one of the things, Brandon, what are one of the things that you do in the morning to make sure that you're going to have, like, what are one of the affirmations, I would say, that you say to yourself in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
Then what are one of the affirmations that you say?
I think I just say that it's going to be a great day.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that I learned to do, too, is I learned to start listening to gospel music in the morning times, too.
Yes.
I learned that the music we listen to in the morning times can also affect us as well.
Definitely.
It's what we're allowing to be put into our spirit.
Amen.
That can really affect us as well. And really get us going as well. So we got to watch the things that we put into our spirit, the things that we're allowing to feed our spirit, especially in the morning time.
Amen.
So it's just so much that we want to pay attention to and that we have to pay attention to.
Yeah. One of the things, when I wake up in the morning, I try to always remember to tell God three things that I'm thankful for. So after I tell him the three things that I'm thankful for, and I thank Jesus for his sacrifice and dying for me, I always try to be in that spirit during the morning time because it's already hard for me to get up in the morning, right, babe?
Amen.
So I have to really find. And I did that this morning, praise report, right, babe?
Mm-hmm.
I was being very negative, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the truth, shame the devil. I was being very negative, mm-hmm. and I had, God was like, to me, God, snap out of it. And I got to work, and everybody was super nice and super welcoming, and just, I had an awesome day. I had an awesome day because God turned it right on around, and that's
Amen.
All you need. You just have to pray over yourself.
Amen. And the question was, Minister Brandon, was,
what do you do in the morning to make sure that you have that great day? Like, what's the affirmation you say to yourself?
Thing,
I always tell God three things that I'm thankful for.
The very first thing that I do when I get up in the morning, as soon as I open my eyes, is I tell God thank you. And I tell God thank you because it would have been a possibility that I wasn't even able to wake up. So that alone itself is everything enough for me to thank God
Amen.
Because he's given me another opportunity to live. And once I thank God for another day, I speak life into my day that today is going to be a good day.
Amen.
When I speak today, it's going to be a good day. I believe not only do you have to speak life, but you even got to believe and have faith behind the words that you speak. Can't just say something. You got to believe
right.
what's coming out of your mouth is going
right.
to happen. Have faith that it is going to happen. So once I speak it, I believe what I say, and then I just go into worship mode. That sets the tone for my day because I go into worship.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank him. I acknowledge him, first of all, and I thank him, and then I worship him. Acknowledge, thank, and then worship. Those are my things.
Amen. And Queenie said, it's important to command your morning, pray first thing, and give your day to God for him to navigate. Amen. Exactly. That's what.
Amen.
You're not in control of any of it. Anything can happen throughout that day. You have to have the strength to deal with whatever's going to happen to you that day.
Absolutely.
If you're so worried about things that you have no control of, that's when you stop really being able to go into your destiny and what you're supposed to be doing because you're worried about everything else other than what God has already laid out for you.
Amen. And touch on what Queen is just saying right there. I mean, it says, pray first and then give your day to God for him to navigate.
Amen.
Are you really catching that? You know what I'm saying? How many of us don't go anywhere outside of our parking lot
Amen.
Until we first put the address in the GPS? Right?
Amen.
How many of us first don't go anywhere outside of that parking lot until we put the address in the GPS to know where we're going?
Right.
Amen. And that's the thing that we need to do in the morning time. We need to pray. Amen. And we really need to ask God to navigate us through that day. Amen. Or else we're going to be just like it is. You're going to put the address in the GPS, you're going to be lost. Amen. But if we allow God to navigate us through the day, if we allow ourselves to be navigated through the day by God, amen, we're not going to be lost.
Right.
Amen. Because that's a GPS system that don't lose signal.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He hasn't lost signal yet. Oh, man, this has been a great show. Again, you're tuning in to Soaring Like Eagles of myself, as well as this wonderful lady behind me, Mary B. And then also today's guest is none other than my brother in ministry, Brandon Long. And I'm so glad that we got a chance to really talk on this subject of the things that we speak. Amen. I know I'm going to be even more careful to speak great things going forward in my life. Amen. Make sure that I'm being an example of the things that I speak. Amen. Over my life and over my family and over every situation that we go through. So I thank you, Brandon Long, for joining us today.
Thank you, Brandon.
No problem.
And
no problem.
Tell your wife and the girls that
come.
We said hey and we love them.
And Brandon, you can just for a short minute, you know what I'm saying, before we close out here, just tell everybody, you know what I'm saying, about the church that you minister at, how we can find you, look you up on Facebook, all that.
Okay. Well, the church I go to, again, is Christian Life Community Church under the leadership of Bishop Dwayne Sheridan at 2100 James Bowie Drive in Baytown, Texas, where I am the youth pastor. I have an Instagram at iam.blong, and I have Facebook. I'm really not too much on Facebook. If you really want to see anything, you can go to Instagram to catch me. But yeah, so I'm really not on Facebook a lot. I'm more on Instagram. And then long. So you can catch me on any of those.
Amen. And you all always know you can catch us. You can catch us on Thursday night on 219 to talk.
7 p.m. Central Time.
Where?
For the people tuning in on the East Coast. I forgot. So there you go. 7 p.m. Central Time.
We don't be telling. You're right. We don't be telling Central
Yes,
Time.
Sorry. And then people were, sorry, you guys. But yes, it's Central Time. 7 p.m. Central Time. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Sephora. And thank you so much, Queenie. We love you. First of all, Thursday, 7 p.m. Central Time, 219 to talk. It's me, LB. You get a different LB. Queenie, of course, JD the Barber, Fitness Break. Make sure that you listen in 7 p.m. Thursday. And then also Monday is 7 p.m. Central. Make sure that you tune in for Soaring Like Eagle. Also, we have JD's Man Cave. Just stay on My Gospel Soul page. You have full content. Just stay on the page. You'll be able to see everything.
Definitely tune in to everything going on. Amen. It's a lot going on in My Gospel Soul. My Gospel Soul Mixer, amen, is also coming up, amen, on March 21st in Houston, Texas. So you definitely want to make sure that you're there for that. The My Gospel Soul Mixer at 5301 Polk Street. It's going to be a great time in Houston that day as well.
Yeah, make sure that y'all are watching. I'm sure we're going to be live.
Yeah.
We're all going to be there. You get to see everybody come out. Brandon, you going to come?
Oh, yeah, I'll come.
Okay. It's the 21st. It's in Houston. We right down the street. We're going to represent for Baytown and Houston all together and San Antonio. We're going to just do a connecting, and we're going to represent, but we want to make sure that you all come out to the mixer. It's going to be on the 21st, and I do, what was it, three?
Yeah, We'll get back with you on the topic.
Okay.
Amen. Stay tuned.
It's on the page, you guys.
It's on the page.
It's on the page.
We'll
be there all day, so.
Let's go ahead and close out with a word of prayer.
Amen.
Mr. Brandon, if you don't mind.
Yes, sir. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for this broadcast. We thank you, God, for these two individuals who are reaching the world through social media, through radio, God, through speaking the word just in general, God, to us, your people. We pray, God, that you continue to bless them, bless their ministry, bless their lives, bless their home, bless their finances, Father. We ask now, God, that the word that have been hid in our hearts, that we may apply that word to our everyday lives and our everyday walk. God, that our lives may be pleasing unto you, Father. We pray that if there's anything that is in us, God, that is not like you in our minds and our hearts, take it out of us, God, and set us free. For your word says to create in us a clean heart and, God, renewing us a right spirit. So, Father, I ask, God, even on tonight, that you will allow your people to sleep with peace, that you allow them to rest on tonight, Father God, not toss and turn, Father, but be able to experience great rest on tonight. Lay hands on their children, lay hands on that man, that woman, that boy, that girl, Father. We be so careful to give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory, for you deserve it all. God, it's in Jesus' wonderful name that we pray. Amen and thank God.
Amen.
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 Yes.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Brandon.
Absolutely.
It's always a pleasure.
Absolutely.
To with your fellowship, my brother here, man. Great brother in Christ. I definitely appreciate you.
Love y'all,
yeah,
man.
Thank you.
We love you.
Yes, sir.
And all the girls, from the woman down to the girls.
Amen. Remember, this is another episode of My Gospel Soul, where we're breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. And for everybody, remember, without faith it is impossible to please God, but with God, all things are possible.
Amen.
Who cares? God cares.
God cares, y'all. Act like it, okay? We love y'all. We'll see you all next Monday, 7 p.m. Make sure that you are following My Gospel Soul magazine and make sure that you like. We love you guys for real. Oh, my God. See, there I am, a lady. 13 comments, 1 share, and 4 views already.
We have like
6-7
people listening.
Babe, on My Gospel Soul, we have 75 views and 30 people already reached.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Wow. Babe, 168 people reached. Wait, is that mine? Oh, is that? Wait, what is that? What is this one? Oh, no, that's mine. Because this one is off of when My Gospel Soul shared it again.
Oh.
Look, 168 people reached. Y'all are very loud for some people that were recording. Yes, y'all were. Between the bathroom to the room, GTC, and now I tell you. Y'all was acting like me, bro. Bad. 168 people. Oh, somebody's caught.